Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State, 705, June the 5th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, honey.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's great to be up and about. Yes, it's going to be hot today. We'll talk about the weather in a second.
Right. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
You are, you know what? You are bright and cheerful this morning with your Aloha shirt.
Yeah. You know, of all places, I bought this in Lock, California, hanging out in front of, there's a little general goods store next to, a very famous landmark in
Lock.
Oh
gosh, I wish I could remember.
Al the Wops,
with the dollar bills that you spit and you stick at the top of the ceiling.
Yes. Fantastic. I mean, the floor slopes at about a 10 degree angle. But yeah, there's a little store next to him, and that's where I found this is a high-end Hawaiian shirt. It was like $20.
Well, you know, that was very close to where they used to have the Crawdad Festival. And, it's moved up here, which is fantastic. And at 7:30, we've got some of the folks that are going to be running the Crawdad Festival, and it's getting its legs up here. But it was a huge event.
Fourth annual.
Lock was right across the river from where it was.
Well, you know, you get a chance to eat crawdads this morning.
Oh boy.
They're bringing them in for, you can have a crawdad breakfast.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, can find my schedule. I have a scheduler that, you know, kind of like the old kind, that I just carry around and I write things in. Well, it's not here. It's not in my truck.
Do you notice that people who are 10 years younger than us, or 20 years, they do everything out of a cell phone? I don't know, all the scheduling, there's no paper involved.
Well, that may be, but I feel comfortable with my scheduler and I write things on it and I can write other things in it, but it's...
And you're one drop phone away from losing everything.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
that's
you know
right.
What? And now I'm thinking I can almost remember where it is, come to think of it.
Almost. Well, maybe
I can because I think I'd put it back in my office. Did you look all the way back in the
yes,
office?
But at that point it was very, I didn't like...
A
really,
cursory examination.
Yes, it was.
And speaking of cursory.
Hey, well, there's no cursory about this. The it looks like we're going to be about 102 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 71. So that's not too bad. But we're getting up there through the weekend. Tomorrow's 102. And by the time we get to Saturday, it's going to be, like I said, it's all Saturday's 109.
Oh, boy.
Please don't put your pets or your kids. I'm so glad there's an advisory right now about your kid. Before you lock the door of your car, look in the back seat.
It
could happen.
It has, and it has before. Now, as we do every morning, we have our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor. And do you have that, Bob?
Yes.
Who is that?
That would be Susan Eastman.
Oh. Well, Susan Eastman. Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hate to tell you, but when I was a new mom, I locked my daughter in the car accidentally.
But you knew about it.
I had to run to Mervyn's to ask someone to help me. I was a nervous wreck.
But you knew that you'd left her there, though.
But I did know.
If you had walked away and said, anyway. Oh, my gosh, you know, the child's in there and it's been, so, but you didn't do that.
And
so
it was warm, so we got her out. Right.
Anyway. That's okay. I locked myself in the car, too.
So. Anyway, well, major averages are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 52 points at 15,125. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1627. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 8 points at 3,437. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, down 7 cents at 1328. Pfizer, up 22 cents, trading at 2788. Ford, off a quarter at 1553. Turning to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 17 cents at $80.91. Pacific Gas and Electric down 43 cents, trading at $44.24. AT&T off 11 cents at $35.56. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is up 9/32 to yield 2.11%. For commodities, gold is at $5.80 an ounce at $1,403. Silver positive 16 cents at $22. Crude oil at 43 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-241-7561. These are people that know what they're doing around Wall Street and can give you any type of advice that you're going to possibly need. They're down on Park Marina Drive, 243-7561. All right, let's take a quick break, and we're back because we've got a lot of things we want to talk about.
Headlines, before, what's happening in the headlines.
Before the crawdads crawl in here. We'll be
good
right
morning,
back.
Good morning, Chat Packers. We'll be back, right back. KCNR 1460.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 66 degrees today. It's going up to 102, 7:14 in the morning. Good morning. As you know, that starting this Saturday at 7 p.m., we're going to be broadcasting the Colt 45 games. It's the first here in Redding, and we're proud to be with our partnership with the Colt 45s for the summer. And sitting in the studio is the announcer, Nate Alberano. Or did I just completely screw up your last name? Even though you've been working with me for a week.
Not the first time that I've had to deal with a situation like this. Nate Aberay, you can brush up on your Basque
later.
Basque. Yeah.
That's
Aberay.
Okay, Nate, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, just graduated from that prestigious institution over the mountains known as Humboldt State University, and with a degree in broadcast journalism, and have always been infatuated with the craft of play-by-play commentary, and am very privileged and excited to be able to share that with the folks here in Shasta County here with this upcoming season of Colt 45's baseball.
Well, they started out a little bit slow.
Started out a little bit slow in the first series. They lost three in a row, but they rebounded Sunday night and got themselves a league win. Now standing 1-3 in Far West League play.
And what people don't understand is these are college players. And a lot of them all showed up like a day before the game, so there wasn't a chance to practice and even take a look at the qualities of somebody. You had to take what was written, look at the records, and try and play it that way.
Well, it was interesting showing up there on the media night last Thursday and talking with a few of the returning players who I recognized from last year and saying, hey, could you guys be liaisons of sort for me and go introduce me to some of the new players? And they said, well, we don't know them yet either, so we'll try to work on that. And I think everyone's getting each other's names now. They've been together for almost a week. And, no, it's an amazing thing, summer collegiate baseball. We've got players from Notre Dame, Michigan State, some very top D1 schools from around the country playing their craft in Shasta County.
And when it's 105 degrees and you want to hear local baseball with local flavor and color, you can do it right here on KCNR 1460.
Does it get any better with a feeling when you become a fan and you actually can leave your world? It's like going to the movies. That's what's beautiful about it, but it's live. And if you love the game and if you grew up with, just to hear the bat, hear the ball, hear the playoffs. And Nate, we're so excited to have you because here you are. You know, this has been your calling. And we're so excited to have you here on the KCNR, playground as well, where, you are going to be live by live. So give us just a little snippet of something that happened because, everybody needs to know who you are. We want to get everybody turned on to listening to the Colts.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's, no matter where you are, from in this great country, there are so many different baseball play-by-play broadcasters who become almost synonymous with areas, around the country. Obviously, myself growing up down in the Bay Area, John Miller with the San Francisco Giants was someone. People from Southern California, they hear that voice of Vin Scully and it hits them in their brain and in their heart in just this very special way. People from Seattle with Dave Niehaus, there's so many names, around the country that are just so special and, I can't wait to hopefully be one of those names here in Shasta County, and it's something that in talking with Carl here recently, there's not a lot of other people doing local sports here, and this has a chance to be something real special, and so I really, really look forward to being a part of this.
Well, we love you being in our family, Nate, and so what's next?
What's next from here?
What are you doing?
When's
the next game?
Well, this Saturday, folks, we have a very special treat out at Tiger Field at 7 o'clock, and you can tune in here on 1460 KCNR as they take on, very fittingly, the Walnut Creek Crawdads. It's as if I made that up myself, but believe it or not, I didn't. That is the schedule that's been on the books since, I believe, April, and just happens to coincide with the Crawdad Festival.
With the Red Bluff Crawdad Festival, who will be in here in a few minutes, I hope, because I'm looking forward to their crawdads. Okay, well, Nate, we're going to be kicking this thing off Saturday, and we're all kind of sitting around waiting to see what's going to happen. we have to do some connections out to the field, which I hope were done yesterday.
I think we'll be good with those.
We're going to find out about that. And Bad Bob, who is the technical genius of the North State, put it all together. And Bad Bob promises it's going to work.
thanks.
No
pressure. Took a blood oath, right, Bob?
All right. Hey, Nate, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl. Right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute with some headlines.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This week on We the People, it's a return visit from Kenana Nadir, who is continuing his work underground in Britain's Muslim community. It's been a year since our last visit, and Kenana will share with us, live from London, the latest on radical Islam's threat to Western civilization. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, but they really have cold drinks. Also, all types of chai and tea. Then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Looks like we're going to have a very hot day today. We're going to be around 102 with temperatures right now. Where are we looking, Bob? We have a weather advisory.
Well, there's a fire weather. There's actually the hot weather advisory, which we knew about, and National Weather Service early this morning issued a fire weather watch for our area. That means that the wind is going to be kicking up. Humidity's down in the single digits, and that means if a fire gets started, it's going to move very, very quickly. So two big things, be extra careful with things like dragging chains behind a vehicle. If you see somebody tossing a cigarette, report them on the spot. Get on the phone and report them, because we get a fire started in these conditions, it will move very, very rapidly. And finally, defensible space around your home.
Okay.
Well, let's get into, thank you very much. Let's get into, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Right now, let's talk about something that's happening in the headlines that just got,
the head of the National Security Agency just resigned, and Obama is replacing him with Susan Rice. Susan Rice from the, I believe, the United Nations. Wasn't she the one that said Benghazi was the result of a bad video, and it wasn't a terrorist attack, and, you know, and went around for, I guess, 5, 6, 7 shows for days and weeks saying, oh, no, this was not a terrorist attack. No, this wasn't a complex, well-executed attack. No, this is just a bunch of guys walking down the street that just happened to get angry over a video that's been on the internet for the last year. That's our new national security advisor. You know, you just have to ask yourself, what is running through their minds? Is it the fact that they're thinking that the IRS holder's gone, the molestation of reporters and their emails? I mean, what is this? What's going on with the Obama administration?
Well, according to this article, Rice withdrew amid criticism of her role in the aftermath of September 11, 2012 attacks on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, which killed 4 Americans, like you said, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Republicans on Capitol Hill Israel accused Rice of misleading the public over the nature of the attack in an attempt to protect Obama from criticism during a difficult re-election campaign.
Of course, they covered it because if people knew the truth, which is still coming out, they'd say, why, first of all, why didn't he know about it? And second of all, the next day he went on his little fundraiser. And how is Rice a week later saying that, that it was caused by, you know, some guys walking down the street that on a spur of the moment decided to kill our ambassador and got to him? Anyway. Okay. Let's talk about things a little, you know.
A lighter before we go into, crawdads?
Before we go into, you know, I'm looking forward to the, they're already out there, the crawdads.
Is there a
people,
mid-level?
well, there is, because you know what date it's today? Under your day in history?
Oh my, well, of course, it's, you are, we met, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you always wonder, how did Carl Bott come to Reading? Well,
or why?
Moi.
And probably some of you are going, oh.
We met at the Golden Boot Awards, which is like the Academy Awards of Westerns. In L.A. at the Beverly Hill, at the Beverly Hill,
Hilton.
Beverly
Hills Hilton.
Yes, Beverly Hills Hilton. And, so, you know, that's one of the things we have in common is we love Westerns. And, I had been working this event for about 12 years, so I was really lucky and fortunate to meet some of the older, that were still, with us back in their early 90s up into actually, what, 2004?
No, 2000. Well, I don't
somewhere
know.
Somewhere in there.
Well, I
so
met
today,
you in,
I
met
I know.
You in 2006.
I'm an ish. No. I'm an ish. So today, the anniversary of the birth of William Boyd, born in Cambridge, Ohio in 1895. Hopalong Cassidy. Boyd is better known to moviegoers and TV audiences throughout the world as, again, Hopalong Cassidy. He first played the role of the cowboy hero in the 35 movie Hopalong Cassidy. Was he a hero of yours?
Well, Hopalong Cassidy, Hoppy had this, had all these rules
Hoppy.
Like, Hoppy, yeah. Hoppy had all these rules that all the other, you know, like, you know, be good, don't take advantage of people, you know, it's, you know, the cowboy rules there. And the thing that Hopalong Cassidy did, or William Boyd did, that was just extremely, extremely brilliant when that career started going, you know, down in the movies and the B movies, he bought the rights to Hopalong Cassidy and then put it on TV for years. And everybody had a Hopalong Cassidy, set of little guns. Everybody had a Hopalong Cassidy lunchbox. Everybody had a Hopalong Cassidy, hat. I mean,
cute.
He bought the rights to all of that and became a multimillionaire, but would still, as the years go on, even though Hopalong Cassidy wasn't out there, he would make personal appearances dressed in his famous black costume.
And his horse?
I don't know what that
and
says.
And his horse was
Topper.
Topper? You know.
I'm
and
not
his
looking
sidekick?
At this. Oh, well, he had two of them, but his main sidekick, I don't know.
Gabby Hayes.
Well,
and later Andy Clyde.
Andy Clyde, that's right. I never saw him with Gabby Hayes, but, okay.
So that's
this day in history.
We're celebrating the birth of Hopalong Cassidy and how it affected households through the years.
We don't have a lot of time to get into other things, but, you know, Turtle Bay, of course, the city council, they're back behind closed doors. They still haven't made a decision. Haven't made a decision on the medical marijuana. However, 100 students on a flight from New York to Atlanta were so unruly that the flight never took off. They ordered 100 students and their two chaperones off the plane. They refused to sit down. They refused to stop using their cell phones.
Good for them.
The students out of New Jersey. And it got so bad, the pilot came back and said, look, you're going to sit down or you're leaving.
Good for them.
Well, and so they ended up leaving. So 100 people out of 137.
And I'm sure they're going to try to sue
the
airlines because my child is perfect.
Yeah. It was, the other passengers think it was that bad. You know what? This is what happens. You put 100 high school students on a plane with two chaperones, and if the kids are unruly, two can't have it. I think they're just going to sit there. But let's go to the phones real quick. Coach Bob, what do you have? We got like a minute.
Yeah, it won't take that long. Back when I was a little buckaroo, about 6 or 7, living on Cypress Street, we had the rodeo parade, and William Boyd, Hopalong Cassidy, was the leader of the parade that year. Marched down the street on that white horse, pointed his gun at me, I pointed mine at his. it was a very special moment, I want you to know.
Well, we have Sun Gold in the chat room says that she met him at a parade, that there was she met him when she was a kid. He came to the Eureka Rodeo. She met Gabby Hayes and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Oh, I'd love to have met Gabby Hayes. That's been great.
Okay.
Tumbleweeds, baby.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, tumbleweed.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coach Bob. We got a break for the news.
Tumbleweed.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back with the Crawdad King.
I know.
Listen to Linda eat crawdads in the morning.
I think he's live and big, and I can set him.
We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are under pressure in early trading after a disappointing jobs report did little to ease concerns that the Federal Reserve may slow the pace of its stimulus program. But markets are trying to shake off those losses following a slightly better than expected report on the service sector. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Meanwhile, a Goldman Sachs downgrade is taking a toll on JA Solar and Trina Solar shares today. The banking giant cites exposure to the uncertainty surrounding the EU and China tariff dispute for the ratings cut. On the flip side, a bullish Goldman rating has shares of Salesforce.com jumping. Goldman cites the company's significant progress in the service, marketing, and cloud platform markets. And United Health Group is boosting its quarterly dividend 32% to 28 cents a share. The country's largest health insurer says the new dividend reflects its growth and consistent financial performance. United also renewed its stock buyback program by purchasing 110 million shares. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866, 241-STONE.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire.
You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crowd at home. Honey, oh baby,
mom. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Crawdad Fishing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. Been providing natural spring water since 1988. They get the spring water from their own private springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit MountShastaSpringWater.com. Speaking of crawdad holes.
We'll go fishing in the crawdad hole. It's the fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival this weekend, folks. Well, we've got tickets here, and we have the folks that are putting it on, and we actually have, oh, what's the name of the critter here?
Slim Clickens.
Slim Clickens is here.
Slim Clickens. You know, I hope that you're not going to be too hot in that suit. So cute. If our cameras were live, you could see what was going on here, but just try to get in your mind's eye that, you know, red, just a big old
crawdad
with the overalls on.
Okay, Dave. You're putting us.
Have we called for tickets yet?
Oh, we haven't called for tickets yet, but give us a couple minutes. We're going to be giving away a couple sets here.
The president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce out of Red Bluff, Dave Gowan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on the air.
Okay.
Hey, we're happy to do that.
Hey, give us a picture.
Oh, boy. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Yes.
If you have, it's going to be New Orleans here in Northern California, in Red Bluff this weekend. It's going to be a lot of Cajun fun, family fun, crawdads, alligator on the stick, plenty to drink and eat, things to buy, contests.
Did you just say gator on the stick?
Alligator on the stick. It's delicious. You know what it tastes like?
Chicken.
It does.
They always taste like chicken. Even though when they don't taste like chicken. What's this taste like? Chicken. Nope, that doesn't taste like chicken.
That's right.
But, I have had alligator.
So you're going to have Cajun and Zydeco music?
Yeah, Zydeco music all 3 days. It starts Friday at 5 p.m., ends Sunday 6 p.m., and there's music all day long. We have a dance instructor that will teach folks how to dance the Zydeco dance, the Cajun way. It's just going to be exciting. We have 12 bands plus some local bands on a local stage coming to be a part of the three-day festival. We're expecting over 10,000 people at our festival here this year. We're very excited.
Can I mention some of these band names? Okay, Tom Rigney and the Flambeau, Bob Woods and the Swamp Billy, the Gumbo Band, Funky Gators, Mark St. Mary, the Bayou Boys, and the Blues Box Bayou Band.
Yeah, you can tell none of those are from around this area.
Well, you know what's exciting about this, and we were talking before you came on that, you know, I said to you that I grew up in Sacramento, and Eielton used to be the Crawdad Festival. It was as big as the Jazz Jubilee Festival.
Right.
People came from everywhere and camped and hung out and danced and just like New Orleans. They walked around with their little cooler,
yeah,
you know, and just ate and camped and it was just a party. So I think that's interesting. They've moved the same people who did Eielton moved it up here, and I love the story about, you know, you guys have taken it over, but they're helping you along the way, obviously, because look at these bands. They're bringing in some of their what they've known in the past and their connections, still keep moving it forward, paying it forward.
Absolutely. We're kind of going hand in hand with them this year as we're learning more about festivals and about crawdads and crawdad festivals in general.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this a little bit. It goes Friday through Sunday. Starts Friday night at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Adults tickets on Friday are $5. On Saturday and Sunday, they're $10 a piece. And guess what?
We're going to give right away for the first caller two tickets away at 605-4567. So please call. And when we come back, let's see, we're going to wait for that call and announce who the winner is. We do have another set we're going to give away in just a few minutes, but right now it's two. And
605-4567.
And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about crawdad.
We're going to be eating crawdad. We're going to be eating some dads.
Yes. Breakfast of Champions in Louisiana.
Oh, can't wait.
Hey, if you can eat oysters in the morning,
you can eat crawdad.
You can eat
crawdad.
That's
right. If you can eat oysters in the morning.
We've done it.
We have
and
done
hey,
that.
You know, when you're, you know, when in Rome.
That's right.
Better you than me.
Okay, fourth annual Red Bluff Tehama County Chamber of Commerce, fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival.
Hey,
okay.
Mike, you've won the ticket, so we'll have him here at Market Street. Our office is here. 1326 Market Street is where our station is, Mike, so the two tickets will be in your name.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, it's Crawdad Eating Time.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Exciting Redding Colt 45s action comes to KCNR 1460 this weekend as we bring you Saturday Night Baseball. Tune in at 7 p.m. here on KCNR 1460 and join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the 45s take on Bay Area foes, the Walnut Creek Crawdads. We're proud to bring you Saturday Night Baseball all summer long here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Redding Colt 45s.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
There we go. That's
Zydeco
music.
Get ready.
Am I dancing to that? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 4. That was, what kind of music was that?
Mama's got a squeeze box. Daddy likes rock
that
and roll.
That is Louisiana Zydeco.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, 241-7866. You got anything you need to be done in your house with Granite? Go give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866 or outside or with Smokers. Beautiful work, great prices, and you will never be sorry that you gave Estate Granite a call.
Dave Gowan is our guest this morning, who is the CEO and President of Chamber of Commerce in Red Bluff. And the Chamber of Commerce is proudly presenting the fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival, if you just are joining us, which is happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with all these wonderful bands. You just heard that when we came in on the music with the Zydeco music. One of the things we wanted to say before we got into the tasting of the crawdads and maybe talking to our crawdad buddy over here was that you have changed up something. Kids are free. Parking is free.
Yes, it is. We're trying to make it more family friendly. So if kids 12 and under are free to get in
And there's no charge for parking there at the Tama District Fairgrounds.
Okay, so you said that you had jump houses. Now you've switched it out, which I think sounds like, what are we going to do with the kids? They can't lay around all weekend. What are we going to do? This is a family thing, pop in the car, free parking, and then the kids can get all tired out by.
Well, we had three jump houses coming, but due to the extreme heat for the weekend, we swapped out two jump houses for water slides and a slip and slide.
Oh.
And those will be free. The kids can come and play, and, you know, they'll get off, get wet. And they'll walk around, and 3 minutes later, they're going to be dry. But anyway, so that's going to be free. Then there's a whole kid zone where they can do zip lines. They can ride in a monster truck. We have a rock climbing wall, and we have a mechanical bull there as well. And other things for the kids to do, laser tag, things like that, while all the their older brothers and sisters and moms and dads are having fun with the Zydeco music.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm watching Slim Clickens. And Slim Clickens is sitting here, every time you say something, there is a sign that goes with it, there's movement, there's gestures. You know what? Slim's really into this. You know, and it's,
Slim is the best mascot.
Slim can't talk. Slim can't
okay.
talk. That's a bit, Slim's waving. Okay, yeah, that, you can't see that on radio, but that's
before
okay.
Before we go into our crowd.
Well, wait a minute. No, you keep saying that. It's time.
Okay, I want to talk about my story before I go there.
Okay.
Growing up in the Sacramento River, my dad gets a pail. We walk over, we live right on the bluff, right off of, right by Rio Americano. So people know who from that area know that, that stretch of river. We go down there and he takes me crawdadding. We're turning over rocks and finding them right there.
Awesome. You know,
right behind our house. So we bring back about, we probably got about 50, 75, take them back in a pail. Come back to the house. I have no idea what I'm in for. Throw them live in a boiling pot. Hear them go, ee!
Yes.
Oh, Slim's looking a little.
I'm sorry, but they have a beautiful song.
Flashbacks.
It is a beautiful song. It's like the siren song of the you know. So then, there we were. And we just, my dad told me how to crack them open. But you know, now I want to hear your, could you give us your tutorial?
Yeah, here we go. We're just going to do this live on air.
Live on air.
What you have to do, number one, is get brave enough and grab one of those crawdads. You're going to hold it by the head. You're going to hold it by the tail. Pull that tail out. And you're going to give it a twist right and left. And you're going to pull that meat out.
What's that brown stuff?
That you can pull off.
Okay. So that's it?
And that's it. What you're going to do next is you're going to... suck on the crawdad head, okay? Right here. Did you do that?
I'm looking at... Okay. I've got the tail, I've got the head with
I've
the cross.
Do what?
Yeah.
I've got to do what?
So we take the head off?
No, you suck the juice out of the crawdad
right
head.
Right there?
Yeah, right there. There you go.
How's that?
It's good. And then what you're going to do is you're just going to take off the two... All right, you went ahead of me on the tutorial.
Sorry.
You're just going to take off the two top rings on your tail, and then you're going to pull out the rest of the meat.
The two top, okay, got it.
So, okay, and then the meat's going to come out.
Yeah, so it's like shrimp.
It looks just like shrimp once you pull it out like that.
Yeah,
so this is empty and this is full.
There we go, like that.
Yep, and you pop it in the mouth, and you smile, and you are happy.
I need some dipping sauce.
Exactly. We have a lot of dipping sauce at the Crawdad Festival, and we're going to have a celebrity crawdad eating contest that you're invited to Friday night, 6 p.m. Come on down. Saturday, we have an open crawdad eating contest at 3 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can sign up and be in it. It's $25 for all the crawdads you can eat, and the winner is going to get a nice barbecue from Home Depot.
You know, this was...
This is really fun. I mean, this is just you know, this is going to be a lot of fun. And I think, actually, the heat is appropriate for this event.
It's going to be perfect.
You know what? If you didn't have the heat...
And drink and the dance, and you're going to be, like, wonderfully, like... It's like you are in New Orleans. You're, like, wonderfully sweaty.
I don't think you finished sucking on the head here.
Yeah.
We've got two more tickets to give away.
First caller, 605-4567, gets the ticket.
So we have lots of shade and misters as well, just so that we're trying to help folks out to enjoy their time as much as possible.
It's the Crawdad Festival happening this weekend. Yes, and where is it again, Dave?
It's at the Tehama County District Fairgrounds in good old Red Bluff.
and free parking. Kids under 12 for free. We got a caller for these tickets, I'm sure.
These are $10 tickets there, my friends.
And let's talk about a couple of the goodies you got going on there.
Wait, you know what? The one thing is here's a phone number, 527-6220, extension 301.
That's our chamber office. They can call if they have any questions, or they can call or get on our website, crawdadfestival.net. Crawdadfestival.net.
I assume you're going to have beer there?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, crawdads and anything else you can possibly imagine. Zydeco music.
Zydeco.
It shows you how good I am. Cajun and Zydeco music. Tom Rigney and Flambeau. Bob Woods and Swamp Billy. The Gumbo Band. The Funky Gators. The Bayou Boys and Mark Santmarie.
I just like to eat crawdads and listen to Zydeco and maybe have a beer and just sit there and just, you know, sway back and forth. Let's hear a little bit more of that Zydeco music. And Jim, you won the ticket, so we'll have him here at our station at 1326 Market Street. Dave, this has been great. Thanks so much. We're so excited about the Crawdad Festival this
weekend. Thank you so much. We have 7 tons of crawdads coming in tonight for the Crawdad Festival. We also have hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza for the kids, ice cream, you know, slushies. So there's something for everybody at the Red Bluff Crawdad Festival.
Okay, you and Slim Clickens, sorry you had to hear that story about your ancestors and my wife, okay? But I just want you to know is that you know what, people, if you're looking for a great time, I think you found it, the 4th annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at NorCalFI.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindolelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing Through Nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 69 degrees out there right now, going up to 102 today. 7:55 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And the aroma of crawdads is permeating the studio.
You got more, you bad boy.
Yeah, you know, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition, really good people. They are the health and beauty and nutrition experts right up here in this North State. Orchard Nutrition is. They've got a in-store deli and the largest selection of natural foods and supplements and health and beauty products up here. Go visit them at 221 Locust Street or give them a call, 244-9141. They're located in there and, behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center down there off Athens. So it's 221 Locust Street, 244-9141. Really good people. Now, all of our copy here that we have that we use for our spots in here is now covered with crawdad.
So. That's okay. Hey, you know, again, it's going to be hot this weekend. Like you said, about 102, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 71. That's today's forecast. And, Bob, do we still have a weather alert going on?
Yeah, that's going to remain in effect until Saturday afternoon. And they've just done an update. Looks like now they're going to try to notch the temperature up to 104. Not that it makes that big of a difference once it gets over 100. You know, it's downright unpleasant. Just be real safe and careful out there.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Turtle Bay and marijuana is back in the news. They had Turtle Bay, of course, wants to McConnell Foundation still wants to buy the 20 or 60 acres. The city offered 5. And the big thing is over whether they pay, if they buy it under, in the appraisal of the land being leased, which it is, by the way, it is being leased right now, leased to McConnell Foundation, or do you take off the lease and sell it as, you know, market price. All started over idea of paying prevailing wage, how that would push it out over the side. Then there's been other questions that have arisen. So yesterday they had a number of people there in for the meeting at the city council. So nothing has been settled yet. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have Francie Sullivan on. We're going to get all the different viewpoints from the city council on this. And of course from the McConnell Foundation, we've had them on and have them on and just, you know, and do maybe a two day shows that we can just kind of hit them both real hard so you can get a good idea of what's going on here. The other thing we have is Fort Hood terrorist. They've got him down as Major Hadal Hassan. I'm not even going to call him a major anymore. A member of the military would not turn on his brothers and sisters and murder them like he did. He wants to be his own lawyer. And his defense is the defense of others. That these people were going to go and kill Taliban in Afghanistan. So he's defending the Taliban. This was his mission. And the judges said, well, you know what? You can't use that kind of defense because we're at war, you idiot. Well, he didn't say idiot because the last guy who wanted him to shave got removed from the trial because he was prejudiced against Mr. Hassan by wanting him to shave and meet Army regulations because he is still in the Army. And by the way, this low life slug is collecting money every month from the government and our taxpayers' money, up to now $250,000 in something like $230,000, $250,000 in pay while he sits there in prison. And will continue to do that until he's found guilty. Now, this is a capital offense, so he can either be given the death sentence or he can be given life without parole. Either way, he is finished. He says that, you know, but one of the things they're talking about too, he says, I was trying to save the lives of the Taliban. Well, the people he was shooting were in the mental health area, the mental health clinic parts, the trainers in there that were over there to treat PTSD and were armed only with sidearms and would not engage unless engaged first. Now, unfortunately, they weren't armed back where the real terror was, and that was in that clinic that one day when he killed the 13 people and wounded so many others. Nadel Hassan wants to be his own, attorney. Great. I think it's great. I just hope that they can finish it quickly. Okay. Hey, when we come back after we finish eating these crawdads, we're going to have Dr. Robin Dumart from the interim president of Simpson University is here with us.
Oh,
and we're
going to
talk about what's going on at Simpson and what we can look at in the future. You know, they've got such an integral part also of our community.
Yes, they do. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break of at the for the news here and join us on the other side of KCNR 1460. You're listening to Free Fire with Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Change at the White House. Tom Donilon is resigning as National Security Advisor, and replacing him is UN Ambassador Susan Rice.
She's been a lightning rod for criticism over the Benghazi talking points, a poke in the eye to Republicans who blocked her from being nominated Secretary of State. In this post, Rice does not need Senate confirmation.
Fox's Ed Henry at the White House says for Rice's UN replacement,
the president will nominate Samantha Power. She's controversial herself because she had to step down from the 08 Obama campaign after calling Hillary Clinton a, quote, monster.
Republicans like South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy still want Rice to answer questions about those talking points used to initially blame the Libyan terror attack on a film protest.
Why were they changed from truthful to completely false? That is not what we want in a national security advisor.
Now, Republicans are still demanding more answers from Attorney General Eric Holder about the probe into journalists. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The Justice Department tells a congressional panel it acted properly when it subpoenaed phone and email records from the Associated Press and Fox News journalist James Rosen. But Judiciary Committee Republicans are unsatisfied, saying Attorney General Eric Holder has still not answered key questions, like when he recused himself from that AP investigation. And a source inside a meeting between Holder and intelligence officials says the Attorney General still plans to aggressively pursue national security leaks and punish officials who leak classified information to the media. Dave.
Jared, Major League Baseball says it will not comment on the multiple reports it's considering suspending about 20 players, including stars Ryan Braun and Alex Rodriguez, for performance-enhancing drugs. Stocks are falling on Wall Street. The Dow is down 108 points after ADP reported less private sector hiring last month than had been expected, 135,000 new jobs. Friday, we get the government's update on May unemployment. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Syrian rebels in retreat, losing what was seen as a key battle in their civil war with the regime. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
After nearly 3 weeks of heavy fighting between rebels and Syrian government forces, backed by Hezbollah fighters from Lebanon, President Assad's regime has recaptured the strategic border town Qusar. The town has been under rebel control for more than a year, and its loss is significant. Backed by Iran and Russia, the Syrian government has launched a series of counteroffensives in recent weeks. Big wins like this will mean President Assad is less likely to agree to peace talks with the opposition. Dave?
Emily, we taxpayers will soon own less of General Motors. The automaker bailed out in 2009.
The Treasury Department says it will sell its shares in conjunction with the sale of 20 million shares of GM stock held by a union retiree trust, bringing the total size of the sale to 50 million shares.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. GM's stock is down slightly today, but up 21% for the year. It's a big night for country music fans, the CMT Awards. When I think
about you. Eric Church, Luke Bryan, and Miranda Lambert are up for the most awards with four chances to win. Also up for several CMT Awards, Kenny Chesney, Rascal Flatts, first-time nominees Florida Georgia Line, and Jason Aldean. I wanna take a little ride with you. Aldean will co-host the performance-packed show with actress Kristen Bell. Expected to hit the stage, Carrie Underwood, Darius Rucker, Hunter Hayes, Keith Urban, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Taylor Swift, and even American Idol runner-up Cree Harrison. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Taco Bell has fired a worker in California, photographed at a restaurant in Ridgecrest north of L.A., licking a stack of taco shells. Though the shells were only provided for employees to practice making tacos and were thrown out, not sold to customers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning. It is June the 5th. Even if I said May the 5th, if, you know, in the first hour, it is June the 5th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're having a great time today. Hey, we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room and hop in there. Sonny was telling us all about Hopalong Cassidy and Gabby Hayes and when she was a child seeing them. But the Crawdad Festival, Fergie hopped in there and he just loves those little mud dogs.
Well, I just found 7 tons are being flown in from Louisiana or driven in from Louisiana. Fresh, big crawdads. So what we just ate, those are like a...
Those are from last year. No, those are frozen,
and those are not what. Even those were good.
Those were really good.
You have
you know,
seconds.
That's the first time that I really, you know, did it the correct way. The other times it was just I just crunch them up, but that's the correct way of doing it. And speaking of the correct way of doing it, we have to go to Susan Eastman at our Wells Fargo Advisors. And Susan, can you advise us on crawdad eating too?
No.
No, Susan, what's happening on the East Coast? What is happening on Wall Street?
I know what they look like.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's get to the stock market. The stocks are extending their losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 132 points at 15,045. The S&P 500 is down 12 points at 1619. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 30 points at 3,414. Some of the day's biggest movers, Dollar General up $2.27 at $50.91, Home Depot down 38 cents at 76 and a quarter, Citigroup off 85 cents, trading at $50.38. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares off 17 cents at $20.34, North Valley Bank down 35 cents at $17.12, Bank of Commerce off 4 cents at $4.92. For commodities, gold is up $6.20 an ounce at $1,403. Silver positive 16 cents at $22. Crude oil up a dollar at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. It looks like people, the Wall Street is starting to, you know, sell it off a little bit. So you need to know what's going on. And Susan and the people down there at Wells Fargo are the ones to talk to.
It's 72 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have a hot day with temperatures rising to around 102, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 71. And Bob, hate to put you on the spot again, but before we take our break, is there any kind of fire warning or weather alert?
Well, the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch, and what that means is that we are expecting, of course, these higher than normal temperatures, winds at 25 miles an hour, and humidity down in the single digits. It is not yet a red flag warning. This is like the stage before a red flag warning, but we do have increased fire danger, so please be extra careful. Updated high temperature potential of 104 today.
Thank you so much. And, of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. We're going to take a break here, but Holiday Harbor is our new sponsor. We love that place. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. You know, we've met so many people here on KCNR that have moved to Redding because of the houseboat experience from all over the world. And our next guest is going to be somebody who is going to talk to us about worldly matters. At Holiday Harbor, find out package deals to fit any budget. Come out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor, a harbor resort and marina. Okay, so let's take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Freedom Ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, here's our bump music. Carl and Linda Bach. 605-4567. 70 degrees out there right now. It's 100, gonna be 102 today. You know what? 102, 104, 100. You can't tell. The only thing you know, it's hot. How hot is it, Linda?
It's 72 degrees in the downtown studio. It's gonna be at 102 today.
You know how hot that is?
Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Let's remember tonight, Friday. I keep thinking it's Friday. How weird. Friday night is, their live music. Tomorrow night, Thursday night is, pizza night.
Pizza night?
What a great night to go.
But you know how hot it is? It is so hot that you walk around today, you could have a jungle growing in your skivvies. That's how hot it is.
You were just...
It's jungle hot.
You were off the wall. Where did that come from? The crawdads must have hit your bloodstream.
The crawdads have hit. Okay. Okay. Get yourself under control, sweetheart.
Well, let's get to something serious here. It's beautiful. And we're very, very proud to have our next guest with us. And we all want to say, you know, kudos and wonderful things about Simpson University. Oh, it's Simpson University. The integrity of Simpson University. Really, the integrity of Simpson University. And every time we've met anybody who is on the board or a CEO or the president or whatever has always been like a wonderful person. And our guest,
Dr. Robin Dumar, who is the interim president of Simpson, has a long history though with Simpson. Good morning there, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you? Is this your first time being on radio?
It is.
So how does it feel to walk into a station and all of a sudden you get assaulted by a crawdad, a 5-foot-tall crawdad and people pushing crawdads at you? Hey, want a little crawdad? Hey, want to dance a little
bit? It's morning radio.
Yeah. I'm allergic to shrimp, so I have to stay away from the crawdads.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
So yeah. Shellfish isn't
probably,
good for you.
No. You might want to wash your hands because I shook hands with you and I have crawdad all over it. So anyway. Well, first of all, thank you for coming aboard. And well, it's been a while since we've had, but you know, we had your last president there, has been on several times, but Simpson is, every time I turn around, somebody's talking about something that's going on at Simpson. So
you're the interim.
I'm the interim president, yes.
Okay, so what we'd love to go, Robin, can you share with our listeners a little bit about your history of, your education, where you came from, and coming to Reading?
Okay.
Please.
I actually came to Simpson when I was in San Francisco in 1972. I came as a freshman, as a student, graduated in 1976. So when Simpson moved up here in 1989, my connection was my father-in-law was teaching at Simpson. He also became the interim president in 1992. So a little bit of a history there.
Wow.
My own educational journey, I got my bachelor's in history from Simpson, and then a teaching credential from San Francisco State, Master of Divinity from Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, Master of Arts in History from Chico State, and then a doctorate in education from George Fox University. So I've been in education all my life, and I've been at Simpson as an employee since 1994. So I've been here in Reading for quite a while now.
And acclimated to the heat.
Acclimated, although my first day at 112 degrees.
Dear.
Moving River Rock from my father-in-law, it was... I thought I'd come to a different kind of place. So, I grew up in Western Washington, in Bremerton, and so it was much cooler than we're talking about.
Navy base up there.
Yes, my dad worked in the shipyard in Bremerton. Mm-hmm. So,
how did you know? When you're in high school and you have a calling about what do you want to do with your life? What do you want mm-hmm. to do with your life? When did you know that your life was going to be of higher education, that you wanted to teach, you wanted to go to the top with, being in education?
That was kind of a growing conviction. I followed two of my brothers down to San Francisco to Simpson when I was in Washington. And teaching was just kind of a part of what I'd like to do. I loved working with children. I worked with children in church settings. But as far as the professional side of education, it wasn't until I was 40 that that kind of kicked in gear for me. So when I think of adults who are pursuing their education and thinking, maybe I'm too old for this, you're never too old. So I finished my doctoral degree when I was 58. So, you just kind of keep going through the process. Since education is really a developmental pilgrimage, as it were. So never too late. And for me, it's just kind of been a progression.
That inspires me, very much inspires me. I went off and joined the circus. So I have some college credits, but I never really got my degree. And I think inside of me feels like that was something I did not accomplish. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's mm-hmm. because my family's has degrees, and my mother was 52, and she never had a degree, and so she put herself through college and got her degree while she was working full-time at Aerojet. I just think she's my hero. Mm. But it makes me feel like I could do it. If I really put my mind to it, I could go back to school, and it scares me. It scares me, but you've inspired me mm-hmm. today. So I think there are people like me mm-hmm. out there that think about, I can't punctuate correctly. And, can I ever take English class again? And I don't know if my brain can function like it used to. All these little ghosts in the closet. Mm-hmm. So, to hear that you got your doctorate at 58, and Simpson, you specialize in these programs where mm-hmm. where it could just be a class of seniors.
Right. We have Simpson for Seniors, which is really a non-for-credit kind of experience, where that's a 10-hour, a month-long kind of course, and people can come. There's no homework, but they get to participate in the college experience. I have taught in the degree completion program for 15 years, and I experience students who are reentering into the academic setting, and the first semester is kind of frightening. Some of them are brushing a little more rust off than others in terms of their education. Some have math phobias.
Oh, boy.
So we have ways of helping address that and encouraging people. The
math phobia.
Yeah.
That should be like a movie, math phobia.
Much of it is simply a matter of confidence in terms of math.
I tell you what, Robin, let's take a quick break here because I want to talk about, you have different degree programs and we want to talk about your nursing program. And then a big announcement, something just happened in the last day or two. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The new Kia Optima is waiting for you at Wind River Resort and Casino. Start your summer off right and play our Optimize Your Summer Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a 2013 Kia Optima EX. Kia. This snow pearl white Kia Optima is not your average midsize sedan. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, free slot play, or a 2013 Kia Optima EX. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Just use your free River Club card daily for your chance to be a contestant to play the Plinko game board for free slot play on Thursdays at 7 p.m. The final drawing for your chance to play the Plinko game board is on Friday, June 28th, where you could win free slot play or a brand new Kia Optima EX from Kia of Reading. Over $50,000 in prizes given away in our Optimize Your Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. For your chance to win the 2013 Kia Optima EX, for details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bot, 8:23 in the morning, and 70 degrees going up to 102 today. 605-4567 is our phone number here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership here. Ram Trucks, the best in America. They serve not only Reading, but the whole North State. Not only do they have every type of car, truck, or SUV you need, they have a service department that can keep you on the road and keep you safe. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Dr. Robin Dumar. He's the interim president of Simpson University. And you've got a program. First, welcome back. Good morning.
Thank you.
Did we say your last name correctly?
It's Dumar.
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 Dr. Dumar.
Dumar. Okay. This first time on radio. That's the first time,
we've met
me too.
You.
Okay. Me too. you've got a number of programs. One of them is the Aspire program. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So our Aspire program is really degree completion. It is designed to be a transfer program from JCs for the most part. Students can come into the program with 62 credits. It is better for them to come in with more credits since the program is 36 credits total. And the completion time is 16 months. So students can come in and basically in a year and a half be completed with their bachelor arts degree. One of the great things about that is that it's a cohort model, so you enter with students who are going to be supporting you basically for the rest of your time at Simpson, and the completion rate is over 90%, so which is astonishing for those kinds of programs. So we kind of shepherd people through, still having rigor in the program, but accomplishes a lot of people's dreams to complete those degrees.
Well, it does, and I know there are a number of people that go through there. The other things that you have a very viable, vibrant, nursing program here in town.
We do. We are looking forward to expanding that with the new Science and Nursing building coming online in fall of 2014. As you intimated, yesterday we filed our plans with the City of Reading for the building. looking to break ground, later on July.
Well, that'll be interesting, the City of Reading, giving them their plans.
How wonderful. So you're going to have a science and nursing building.
Yes.
And then an online as well. You just got through saying an online will be online?
Oh, well, they're going to bring it up on and put it into production, it to
use.
Okay,
online. Okay, so got it. Because I was thinking, okay, with nursing, well, you know, a lot of things are online today. So that was a natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do a lot. You probably do classes that way. Is Simpson seems to be established itself. Is it growing?
It is growing. And the nursing program has really been a vital part of that. We have the nursing program itself is a 5-semester program. Students go either transfer in or they come 3 semesters and then apply for the nursing program. So it follows the state curriculum. It's approved by the Board of Registered Nursing. And we have right now one cohort of 30 students a year begins each spring in the nursing program. And when the new building comes online, we hope that we'll be offering 3 cohorts a year, fall, spring, and then one in summer.
So you can take 90 students a year. Now, my daughter is a nursing student in New Mexico, and she was lucky to get into the nursing program. Very competitive on the scores they had to have, and some people have been waiting, you know, years to get into the programs there. So it seems like this is going to be, unless things change dramatically, you're always going to have a ready, a ready group to come in and to get their nursing degrees.
Yes, it is selective. It's competitive. Since the program is relatively new, there's more opportunities for students to gain admittance there. But when we look at the application pool each year, nursing applicants are up pretty high.
Well, it's a job you can take anywhere, and you can survive on the nurse's pay.
Yes, the nursing faculty will usually say something about their students will make more than they make when they get out. So, but our nursing faculty are actually engaged in the profession as well. We encourage that to keep current and, you know, be in the hospitals and clinics. So,
how many students do you have at Simpson University?
We served 1,550 different students this year, approximately. We have graduated 8,000 since we have been in Reading. And just in terms of numbers, 3,200 students have graduated from the Aspire program. So, and that's local impact because those people usually stay around for the most part. So,
well, Carl, when he came back from Iraq, got his teaching, had to re-up his teaching degree.
Credentials.
Mm-hmm. And did that through Simpson. Mm-hmm. So he was there on the campus.
Yeah, for I think it was whatever that program is.
There, 5 months or something.
I don't know if it was that long. I think it's you had to take three different courses or something like
and
that.
And when did substitute teaching when he first came to town? You get a call and it'd be an automated call and it would say, "Can you be available to you know?" And all of a sudden, every day he was getting calls.
You can substitute teach anywhere every day.
Every day
around here. And, you know, once you show that you've, you'll show up and
you can do it.
You know, you don't smell funny or dress strange, like with the crawdad costume, you know, walking in on that. So, you know, you have that possibility. But, we've got like about, oh gosh, let me see, about a minute left. So I want to get into this on the other side is that Simpson being when it started here and it's a viable portion of our community is I want to talk about the economics of Simpson and its impact on the community here in Reading. Because it does. It's, anytime you have this many people, this type of footprint and students like this, it has an economic benefit to the area. And sometimes people forget that, you know, Simpson University, they're over there, but because you're out of town, you know, it's kind of like, oh, see, what are they doing over there? You know, of course, your nurses, you know, here in town, or the nursing school here in town. But I want to talk about your economic impact on Reading. And I know you've got a few other things that are going on here that we want to talk about with Simpson, so we can get everybody caught up on what Simpson University is doing and what it's doing for our community and for its students.
Our guest, Dr. Robin Doomer, and from Simpson University. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A new job for the ambassador who's drawn a lot of Republican fire over the White House's explanation for the attack in Benghazi, Libya that killed 4 Americans.
UN Ambassador Susan Rice will serve as the president's national security advisor, a post which requires no Senate confirmation. She replaces Tom Donilon, who has been on the president's national security team since the administration's first day. He's expected to step down in early July.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, a U.S. soldier expected to plead guilty to a massacre in Afghanistan last year.
In a bid to save his own life, Army Sergeant Robert Bales will recount the horrific attack for the first time. Bales expected to tell a judge how he left his base, ultimately killing 16 people in 2 separate villages.
Fox's Ainsley Earhart and a report from payroll provider ADP finding U.S. businesses added just 135,000 jobs in May. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is the June, it is June 5th, 8:34 in the morning.
And the air conditioning is running.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold.
Is that ready for you to get high and tight again?
I'm going to head on down there like that before the weekend. Anyway, hey, our guest is Dr. Robin Doomer, who is here. He's the interim president of Simpson University. And when we left, we were talking about the economic impact of Simpson University on Reading. And can you illustrate that for us?
Sure. Our budget this year has gone to a little over $20 million, so for our first time. And depending on what kind of ratios you believe in, the impact for the area is between $80 and $100 million a year. So between people coming and visit, all kinds of things, students and faculty and whoever expending and buying things in the area, whatever the case might be. So that part of the impact is considerable. We also employ 220 full and part-time employees. And then with our adjuncts and coaches are another 170 people. And we also offer employment to about 300 students a year. So it's close to 700 people who are employed by Simpson at some capacity or other. So there's a lot of economics in terms of what we're able to offer.
$80 to $100 million there from Simpson are being spent in the area. And I understand you got the numbers with
right.
The students, people visiting, you're not salary, not only salaries, but taxes are paying, mm-hmm. going out and buying everything. That's a huge impact. You're one of the largest employers then in the city and county then.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that compares with others, but
there's not a lot of them. Maybe, probably the hospitals mm-hmm. and, there's probably a couple others, but you said, 200 and something, and but it comes up to like 700 that
right.
you're paying
mm-hmm.
something to
yeah.
throughout, throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Simpson has grown since it's been here, and I know you're getting ready to break ground on a new science building. Mm-hmm. What other plans do you have? Does Simpson University have for this area?
So there are a number of things that are, higher education. The environment is changing. So distance education, whether online or some other form, is really a means of access for education. And in the North State, our bachelor's degree holders are average below what the state has. So access is very important. So we're offering more online degrees. We have two now in our degree completion program, our Aspire program. Bachelor of Arts in Psychology is coming online this fall. And Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership is already online. We're also offering a Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership, which is almost entirely online, starts this fall. So there's some of those access issues that we are addressing through a new kind of medium in terms of reaching students.
Can I ask, let's say, for instance, you get your Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of job would you look for with that once you really had the degree and the expertise?
So you're talking about leadership skills, management skills. It's very transferable. So you can be the master's degree level specifies it could be nonprofit management versus profit management, both those things. So it's really leadership in organizations. It makes you more efficient even as an individual in terms of decision making and those kinds of skills. So it's very transferable. probably it's been one of our most popular majors in our Aspire program because of its flexibility.
So you've already, and if you're going through the Aspire program, you probably in some cases already have a job. So what this does too is just helps you move up the ladder of the, because you have training in this. Leadership training and management training, that so many times you have people in charge of things without, without the basic training of, without the basic knowledge of how to manage and lead. And there is a huge difference between managing and leading.
There is. And communication styles, how do you relate to people who are different than yourself? So there's a, that's a big part of the program as well.
What we say is you can manage people to the fighting hole, and but you've got to lead them out of the fighting hole. So
that's interesting. That's great. That's great. Yeah. When you got your master's, Carl, you were working, so you were able to do your master's while you were working.
Yeah, well, I was on active duty.
No, was that, did you go to classes or did you do it online?
Went to classes 9 months at the Defense Intelligence University and was the second person ever to write the thesis while I was there, because usually everybody left. And but I got a lot of help from the faculty there. But so when I graduated, it was, we were being, of course, we were on active duty, but our assignment for that one, for 9 months, was at the university. So, and that was, that worked out good. But what people are doing with Aspire, obviously, is they've got jobs. In many cases, they have jobs. I'm sure in some cases they don't. And they're using this to better themselves and so that they can get raises, so they can move to a, maybe do a parallel, do a jump to another organization then with this type of, with their, with this new, background, with this degree, you know, that says, hey, look, not only do I have my hands-on experience, but also I can think above my pay grade. I think two or three areas above my pay grade there, which is what you're trying to find if you've got a business. You want to hire somebody that can manage, but lead, and know that they can take over and you can move them into other places.
And it seems like a lot of times, you know, reading in articles and hearing people that are, you know, in big corporations, that they're looking for people now with masters. I mean, we're on the ground, so if you don't have a lot of on the ground experience in the field, then they want the masters.
And the differentiation factor seems to have, the bar has been raising. Obviously, one of the great things about degrees is nobody can take them away from you. So once you've accomplished those belong to you in a sense. But the bar has been raised. If you have 20 people who have bachelor's degrees and two who have master's degrees, that might be a differentiating factor for you. I will say, though, that many students who've come and I've talked to, they're looking for that bachelor's degree because of the barrier for promotion or a job that's open that they're not able to take. So that's always been a benefit. And it way more than pays back your investment in terms of tuition.
A degree will open the door for you.
It does.
It it doesn't mean you're going to get the job. But it does open the door that you look at somebody with a degree and say, okay, they've managed to hang in there and finish this, and they have a degree, so they have the basic knowledge in this. It doesn't mean that they're going to be a success. It's like when you get a commission in the military. Doesn't mean that you're going to be a success. It just means is that you've reached this certain level. But it gives you something to start from, that you expect a certain level of capabilities from somebody with a degree. And no matter how good they are on the ground and working in the widgets, whatever, that degree shows that they care enough to take that next step. They want to better themselves. So yeah, you want to look for that. And high school, the same thing. You want somebody with a high school degree. He was able, or she was able, to finish high school. You know that. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Our guest is Dr. Robin Doomer from he's the interim president of Simpson University. We've talked about the huge economic impact that they have on the city of Reading and the county here. And now we're going to talk about, when we come back here, we've talked about how they want to go online. And we're going to talk about other growth plans that Simpson has and a little bit more about Simpson before we wrap this up. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate, 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races and Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning! 8:46 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. How are you this morning? Are you ready for the heat? Do not leave your cars without checking the back seat. Do you have your kids? Do you have your dog? Take them out of the car because I'm going to keep saying this, and it starts to upset me when I see people walking their dogs when it's 106 outside and their paws, little paws are burning. So just be mindful that they can't breathe anyway. So what's going on over
there?
Well,
here's the thing is that because of this, 102 is going to be 109 this weekend. You might want to call Alliance Heating and Air and Martin down there because I tell you what, what a great guy and his team are a great group of people. If you want a repair, emergency call, maintenance, or an installation, give him a call at 221-2642. Or check out his website at homecomfort.org. They've been in the business since 1992. We have used them. Bad Bob has used their services. We are all sold on Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to get hot, my friends. Get them out there now before it gets too crazy this summer. Make sure that you can keep the heat away. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, our guest is Dr. Robin Doomer, interim president of Simpson University. We talked about the huge impact you have financially on the city. I don't think people realize how much money was being spent here. The fact how you're reaching out into on the internet for courses. And I know you must have other plans here. What's Simpson looking at here in the next few years?
We do, with the coming of the Science and Nursing Building, we'll be looking at expanding curriculum in health sciences. We're looking at perhaps engineering degrees, so in terms of math, environmental science, even on the Aspire side, criminal justice. And I will say, just for those who are interested in the degree completion program or graduate programs, we are having an open house on Saturday from 11 to 2 in Simpson's Gym. So there'll be a number of people there on hand to answer questions.
For the graduate programs.
For graduate and for the Aspire programs. Yeah, you can come and check that out. So
this Aspire program is really, really interesting to us. The fact is that you've got like 15 or 20 credits, and that, which may have been a few years ago, that you can take these and in 18 months get your degree and walk away with that degree. And, I think a lot of people at this point, especially with the economy the way it is, and it's starting to rebound a little bit, starting to recover some, but you may want to get yourself positioned so that as things happen that you can step into that. Mm-hmm. And you may be 40, you may be 50, but you know what? The training that you can get there is going to be able to step forward. I mean, this is not an ad mm-hmm. for Simpson University, mm-hmm. but you offer this, and it's a good, when I learned about the program and talked to the people in it a couple years ago, I was very impressed by it. So. Okay. Anyway, okay. Mm-hmm. So this weekend you're going to graduate and Aspire, kind of a
open house
mm-hmm. so people can talk about that.
Right. Yeah.
So are you going to, like build a major sports stadium there or,
working on that baseball field?
Working on that baseball field.
Yeah. Of course, there's lots of things involved in that, but I think the total project we have left in terms of dollar amount is about $600,000. And we'll have some street things to do for the city and other things that are part of that. So,
well, the city's always got things you could probably do for them, don't mm-hmm. they? Yes.
Who developed the Aspire program? Because not everybody offers that. It's just a specialized thing that Simpson does.
Continuing education is it's pretty strong. Adult education completion programs across the country now. Simpson started theirs in 1989, the first year it was here in Reading. And actually almost 60% of its initial student population that first year was from the Aspire or degree completion program. So Simpson moved up here in 1989, had 250 students that first year, and almost 150 were from the Aspire program. So, So it's been going since 1989 here. So,
well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Doomer about what's happening at Simpson. I think you have some more things to share. And we have more questions. And we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Well, I won't back
to town. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Hey, yeah, we're going to be talking justice tomorrow. We're going to be also talking about the Shasta County District Fair. That's coming up. That's right. But we're going to be talking about justice and the and you and things that are going on with the government that that different groups of people are facing and fighting. Things that affect your children, affect the education of your children, and we're going to be addressing that tomorrow with our guest. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, veterans and senior discounts and competitive prices. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. In fact, we're going to be having the owner on of that, because not for propane, but he just went back to Vietnam and visited Vietnam, a Vietnam veteran, and went back, and we want to have him on and talk about his visit back to Vietnam. A lot of Vietnam veterans are heading back, or have gone back to Vietnam to kind of like, I think, is to come to a conclusion, come to an, being able to kind of end or join both ends of the circle. And it's helped so many of them to come to a final completion with this. But today we're talking to Dr. Robin Doomer, who is the interim president out there. Now, we said here, we got like a couple of minutes left here. So, I mean, what, I mean, fire us up here on this, on Simpson University. I know, we're talking to Robin, and he is a funny guy. He's in here, he's making us laugh. But you're a historian, and you take the long view of things instead of toga parties, like I did.
I would say I've never been at a toga party. So, yeah.
I came in here, and you know, here I was pushing crawdads on you, and you're going to go, oh, no, not today. You know, Simpson, you know, but I've been out to Simpson, you know, it's got a great atmosphere out there. You know, people are friendly and the whole thing. So it's got to start from the top down. So what do you have here in the last couple minutes?
Well, our commitment is really to a world-changing education. And one of the things that always strikes me at time of graduation is we kind of undersell our students. We almost think they're not going to impact the world even before they get off Simpson's campus. So one of the great stories that we hear all the time is how much of a difference they make. And that's regardless of program. So the heart of service, Simpson's motto over the years, has been gateway to world service. So we participate in making a difference in the world. And that really is what brings us to work every day. And we get to see that in the lives of students. And I really get to see that in the lives of the Aspire students in particular as adults and see what change that education makes in their life. And I had a student who, former student who caught me a couple years ago now, but he said that program was the best thing that ever happened in my life. So those are the kinds of things that you love to hear as professors, love to hear as administrators, that what you're doing really makes a difference.
You know, I'm going to throw this one out because we were just talking about this too. Is it tougher to reach today's students than it was? Because you've been in education, what, 20 years at least? It's tougher to reach them? Or is there different methods, I should say?
There is different methods, and attention span has changed due to electronic age. Tweeting and doing all kinds of things where, and sometimes it even affects grammar and spelling and those challenges.
I have heard that. I have heard that people can no longer hold a regular conversation without it somehow becoming tweeting somewhere in there.
And actually, skills of confrontation are diminishing because you can now do it instead of face to face. You do it online and maybe say some things that you wouldn't say otherwise. So,
but do you put your name on it? Do they put their names on it when they do?
Sometimes they do. Yeah. So anonymous stuff can get pretty nasty.
Well, you know what? I wish I'd started this like 10 minutes ago because it does. Cyberbullying at the college level. Does that happen?
Yeah, and plagiarism you have to watch for in particular. Students really don't understand what it means to attribute a source or
taking it, just downloading it and putting their name on it. That should be an indicator.
If on the internet, it must be true. So trying to figure out what sources are good and what sources are not. So there's a lot of,
so you've got to be, oh yeah, you know, but that's really interesting because, and you're right, you know, the fact is how many times do the teachers have a role? All your cell phones, all your little iPads are going be turned off when you walk in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, and it's like,
So, Dr. Doomer, I'm going to put you on the spot here. History is your thing. What would you say in your life was the book, your most profound book that you read on history?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a nice, easy question. In the last
well,
two
I mean,
minutes.
I'm sure you're a learned man, so you have many.
Well, what I'll say is what turned me on to history was when I was in grade school reading the Iliad and the Odyssey. So Homer, we had a reading program in grade school where you'd earn these little donuts over the summer. And, I mean, I read the classics, The Blue and the Gray about the Civil War, all kinds of things that were just exciting for me. So it was kind of more turning on, and I'm just a reader all my life. So
do you take trips, to kind of like make that history come alive?
Yeah. My wife and I visited Gettysburg, and when we came back, I'm not sure how many Canon pictures we had, but there were.
Well, we just had friends that just did that and did kind of the battlefield tour. I've been there several times in my job where we walk the battlefield and we discuss the tactics and all this. So Gettysburg is absolutely, if people have never been there, it's worth it one time because it is like a living museum right there. Hey, we've got to run.
Well, it's been inspirational.
Great. You know, Simpson has a huge impact on our community. Obviously, the students are moving on from here to do great things. Our guest has been Dr. Robin Doomer, and we appreciate you being on today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Please come back.
Thank you.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Pam Puso. A desperate search and rescue underway in Philadelphia after a building collapse. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
There are 8, possibly 10 people trapped, Pam, in what was an industrial building on 22nd and Market Streets in downtown Philadelphia, the heart of the city. That's what rescue officials tell us.
Apparently, there were people in there, and they're just trying to pull apart the rubble. See what they can find.
This witness watching emergency crews with heavy equipment pulling apart cement, steel, and other debris to get to possible victims. People are being told to stay away from 22nd and Market Streets. In downtown Philly, the building collapse site, Pam, still very active right now.
Jeff, thanks. She's been accused of being part of a cover-up in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Now U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice is getting promoted. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
This isn't exactly a surprise. Since the Benghazi talking points controversy forced her to pull out of the running for Secretary of State, there has been